Just putting a point across, for women parking, the space for getting a baby out of a car is not big enough. You have to circle around the car park to find a spot and have to breathe in to get in and out. There should be two white lines to facilitate this. My own heavily pregnant daughter couldn't get into her car. It must be men that design these car parks. Indeed, I wonder, could she use the mother and toddler slots, or the dads and toddler slots as well, in private car parks? If you're pregnant, I certainly wouldn't have an issue with that. But yeah, I think what's happened is when a lot of these shopping centres were designed, I think we were all driving, you know, Mark 1 Ford Escorts, and I don't mean classic cars, I mean when they were new, or smaller vehicles. Now every car's massive, you know, even 1 litre SUVs now are massive. How long do we get in Bala Buffet free parking? Please let us know. Well, there's nothing free in Bala Buffet at all. And we did have this conversation a couple of times. There were different views on it. Some were in favour of it, some not so. They thought it might be abused. And there was even sort of a bit of division, and I don't mean in a bad way, but a division of opinion even within the business community. A caller says, people who park in disabled parking areas are thick. They do not care another thing or about anything. I hate when people who have a disabled spouse, and if the spouse isn't in the car that particular day, they think they can park just because they have a badge. I witnessed that many times in our own town of Buncrana. What percentage of parking fines go unpaid? What about cars registered outside the 26 counties? Two good questions. In relation to the ticket at the pharmacy in Bala Buffet, in Bala Buffet there's no free parking. So the dam cam shows it was a 6-minute offence from pulling in to pulling out. The dash cam. All right, well, there's no free parking in Bala Buffet, so that's why you were done. Sorry. Thanks for that. I presumed it was Letterkenny because there's the grace there. There's no grace in Bala Buffet. Maybe that's a bit of misinformation, actually, that people believe there is and there isn't, because that is a problem, of course. I would advise her to make an official complaint to the Ombudsman, says a caller. That's for Marty. Put a complaint into Engineers Ireland about unethical engineering. Every rule in their own book was broken, but as of yet, no complaints have been aired out. Another, I've been chatting with a lot of people who are not going with a full demolition because they cannot afford to do it. It can cost 30 or 40,000 euro even to get on the scheme. People are looking for bank statements and addresses and feel as though they're being asked far too much information. But there are still some going through the scheme. Could you ask Greg to announce that tomorrow evening, Friday the 20th at 7 p.m. in St. Eunan's Church, Rathfoe, Canon Dennis McGettigan, better known to us all as Father Dinny, will celebrate massive Thanksgiving on reaching his Diamond Jubilee of ordination. Refreshments will be served immediately afterwards in Deal College. Everyone's welcome to the Mass and celebrations afterwards. So that's a special Mass in St. Eunan's Church, Rathfoe, at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Canon Dennis McGettigan, you probably know him as Father Dinny. He's celebrating Mass of the Thanksgiving on reaching his Diamond Jubilee of ordination. A remarkable milestone. Right, okay, coming up, we are going to be joined in studio by Corinne, Lee and Keith. Marty Friel's going to be involved in this project as well, I should. So, if you're not watching the show, get on YouTube now, because Lee Gooch is officially in Egypt, and if you want to watch the show, you'll see why. Go onto our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland, or hop onto the Facebook. I'm going to have to get Lee to sit in the middle here so we get a good look at him. We'll be back with that and much more besides after we take a break. Don't go anywhere. Thanks to the credit union for their continued support. They always make the right decisions. And say what, Gooch?
What do you mean? They always sponsoring your program?
Show, yeah.
No, they're sponsoring me next week.
Are they?
They're making the right decision.
No, not at all. Right. Do I have any information on this at all, Caroline?
Just look at us and you'll work it out.
No, it's fine. I can bluff it. It wouldn't be the first time. Right, I'm in studio. No, it's all right, Corinne. Sorry, Caroline.
Caroline's very colourful. Wow, she could come in here too.
Caroline spoke on the radio. How exciting. She does one podcast and now she thinks she's...
Yes, Queen of...
Marianne Finucane.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm with you on that one.
Oh, right, okay. Now, Corinne.
Yes.
I'm gonna get you to set this out because we're launching a fantastic event. It's something very different, I think, or a little bit different anyway, because we have lots of fun whatever we do. But this is the Big Highland Summer Bingo Party.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me.
So, on the 2nd of August...
Your grass skirt's a bit high.
No, I need to fix it up. Is this for the legs, is it? Just for the legs, is it?
He has to keep himself decent.
Yeah, exactly. Cover those boobs.
He's fallen down.
Women wear those dresses because he constantly have to hook at them.
I need to get some tape or something.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Okay.
Strap it in.
So, Corinne.
Yes. So, we're going to Jackson's Hotel on the Saturday, the 2nd
Who's
of August.
Who's organising this? You?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, myself and the
So it's a short trip for you anyway. I mean, obviously Jackson's a fantastic place, but you know...
Are you suggesting that I'm being biased here?
I'm just saying, if I were organising something, it would be very handy if it was close to where I lived. Say I wanted a couple of drinks at the end of the night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Paul Gooch and Keith, where are you going to have to
travel? We could stay in your house on that night.
The party continues back in my house.
Are we not in the hotel? Are we staying in the hotel?
No, party's back.
Anyway, hey, Corinne, listen, I actually love to see the love spread, so I think it's brilliant. And Jackson's, we've been there for a few things. And
it's a great venue. And
it's a wonderful venue and a wonderful management. So you don't need any excuse to go to Jackson's. So it's the big Highland Summer Bingo Party, Corinne.
Okay, so it's not your typical bingo night, as suggested in the title. It's high energy, tunes pumping, again, why I have these two on board. So it'll be hosted by Keith Fletcher, Lee Gooch, and then we'll have Marty Freel on the decks. We'll have wild bingo rounds, we'll have cash prizes, giveaways, dance-offs, lip-sync battles. It's going to be full summer vibe, so wear your Hawaiian shirts, your hula skirts, as Lee is showcasing here.
Right. And the key word here is fun. You're coming along for fun. So expect fun. Expect interaction. Expect banter. Everything you expect from both Keith and Lee. So when and where?
So Jackson's Hotel on the 2nd of August. And doors will open at 7 and we'll have eyes down at 8. And it'll be just 2 hours of absolute mayhem on that night.
All right, Keith. I mean, you know... You look mayhem in the dictionary, and your face.
He's there. Keith in brackets.
Alternative views.
Right.
You've got his face there. But I call it organised chaos.
Yeah. People say to me, you know, sit when I bring chaos. Yeah. So we're going to bring chaos. We're going to, you know, and I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a good night's crack.
Yeah, because you and Lee are the same. You both like to enjoy what you do.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, you're not turning up.
To be honest with you, I'm a bit scared working with this guy. Because he's like, you know, I'm mad, but he's madder.
He's another level.
Corinne, far badder. Are we ready for these two egos in the one room?
I don't know. Like, well, that's the real test of the night.
Well, we've practiced at the Relay for Life for the last couple of years, you know, and we did okay.
We did all right.
But I think the steady hand on the tiller here is Marty Freel.
He'll keep us safe.
No, because we know that he's got all the tunes and he knows how to get the party going, dependent on whomever turns up, and why wouldn't you? So it's about participation, Corinne.
Yes.
You're going to have Hawaiian shirts, hula skirts, tropical summer vibes, as we talked of. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, wild bingo rounds with a twist, and money as well, you know, because so bingo's all about the
prizes.
Money.
Big prizes.
The top prize is €1,000. So if you make it to the end of the night and you win the round of bingo, the top prize is €1,000. There'll be other prizes along the way. There'll be mystery boxes. We're going to do a best dressed as well. So get into the...
Basically, it's
night.
A big mad party night. Yeah. And if you want to just let your hair down and just lose yourself for a bit of wild old crack.
And it would be great for groups. You know, say you've got a hen party or a birthday party or whatever kind of party. You know, they could come along and, you know, and if you have a group, that would add to the crack as well, you know.
For sure. Yeah. 100%. You go with a group of people. And that's what you'll see now. You'll start seeing 3 or 4 people tagged in the post. You know, let's get a night together, girls or boys. It's for everyone, of course, right? But Lee, you know, I mean, you and Keith are the same. No, this is where
sort
I'm coming
of,
from.
There you go. That's a compliment.
No,
I thought there was nobody like me.
But the point is, if you let me speak normal for a second, it's that in that, you know, like, you can't say what you're going to do because you don't work like that, right?
No,
you go and have fun.
Because we don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Look,
you're right, Greg.
Me and Keith will have so much things lined up that was guaranteed to be the crack. But it's not about me and Keith on the night, right? It's about the audience. They are the stars of the show. And it's them that we're going to get. We're going to... Like, so you don't know what you're... When you're working with you know, dogs and pets and children. You don't know what you're going to expect. You know what they say about TV and stuff. This is going to be the kind of thing. So we're gonna bring it.
Dogs and pets.
You know what they say about TV.
Never work with animals and children. We're trying to promote this.
Yes, I know that. But
so what about dogs and cats?
Listen to me, because we're gonna work the magic, and it's the audience that are going to be the stars. And
have you seen the sheet of paper before?
No.
Okay.
I have. It's in front of me for 3 seconds. No, it's going to be.
No, you're spot on.
Look, it's all about fun. Exactly. And you know how people really need to let their hair down? This is not going to be for the faint-hearted. So you need to be go in with open mind.
Do you know what I'm feeling like? I'm feeling like, you know the darts? Do you know that kind of, you know the darts at the Christmas where everyone's all dressed up and they're having fun and the music's going and the drinks are flowing and, you know, everyone's getting on with each other and all that crack. It's like that, but without the darts.
Just a good night out for a couple hours.
Brilliant fun, isn't it,
Keith? And it's August, so it's like the last blowout of the summer before everybody starts thinking about getting back into routine.
And, you know, tickets are going to go pretty quick.
Yeah, 2nd of August, the Saturday for the bank holiday.
I want to blow out all of August. What are you on about?
Well, you can start here on this night.
Well, I am too, because it's my birthday month, so.
Oh,
birthday,
you're one of them.
Oh, here we go, birthday month. Well, when you do turn 50, you need to make the most of it.
That's a significant
number. Fionnuala has birthdays and half birthdays, and Corinne's got a birthday month.
Yeah.
Is it a particular birthday, or is it just every year?
Might be.
Big O on the end of it.
Is there not one?
Okay. Hawaiian 5-0, get it? You see?
5-0.
Right, so, I mean, obviously, people, and just to let you know what we're talking about, it's a big Highland Summer Bingo party night. Keith Fletcher's on board, Lee Gooch is on board. As Keith mentioned, these guys work brilliant together and they've done Relay for Life together for the last couple of years. Yep. Marty Friel's one of the top TJs in the county and excels at nights like this because he's involved in our award ceremonies and all that type of stuff. But you know Marty anyway. His reputation. And also, we have Corinne here, who is incredibly talented in terms of organising stuff and ensuring that people have a fantastic night. And that's been evident with all the award ceremonies that we've had in the past. So we know how to... The one thing we do know at this point, right, is how to entertain people. Yeah. And it's going to be great, great fun. Now, obviously, you talked about best dress, fancy dress. And I mentioned it, but I'll mention it again. We're going to have stuff there as well. So, aren't we?
There'll be beach balls.
We'd also like you to stick on your hula skirt. You can get these anywhere. Hawaiian shirts and just whatever. It's the summer vibe. Bikini?
If you want to come in a bikini, it's an over 18 event.
You should see what the outfit Keith Fletcher has.
We're handpicking.
Well, there's not much to see, you will see it.
Well, we can't tell you everything today.
Can you give us the...
Oh, don't ask him.
Well, we paint a picture in your head.
Is it topless with a grass skirt?
No.
Tighter.
Dressed as a banana?
No.
Oh.
Early 90s?
Oh, no.
The big breakfast.
Sorry, that's okay.
Do you remember Mr. Motivator?
Mr. Motivator.
Right, I thought it was Borat. Okay.
No. I thought
Lee's going to wear the mankini.
Get away.
Right, okay, that's fine.
For loving the money.
Okay, so you're going all out 80s, fun, Caribbean, that's whatever. Right. As long as it's not the mankini. Gooch, what about you?
Mankini.
Well, he's just put that idea in your head now, hasn't he? It's the mankini.
Get away, not at all. We'll just have to surprise you on the night.
Nothing at the back of them, in case you're not aware.
Right. And the can book, is it on?
From experience,
so the tickets.
More importantly,
after all of this, if you want to get involved,
small size mankini,
big.
The tickets are now live on Eventbrite. So if you go to our social media channels, you'll see the link there for the tickets. They're €25 plus a booking fee. So all information is live now on Eventbrite and our social media channels.
And there's loads of stuff on the night. €1,000 is the top prize. There's mystery spot prizes throughout the course of the day. Playing with the bingo numbers, you know yourself. Crowd games, dance-offs, mini-challenges, and there'll be loads of people involved in that, especially after a few drinks and stuff. And drinks as well. Cocktails, are we going as far as cocktails?
There will be cocktails, there will be shots, there'll be drinks promotions. So the minute you come in the door.
Well, you are on the 9 till noon show here, you know. I mean, I'm here to promote.
We did say
moderation.
That it's strictly over
18s. And mocktails.
Mocktails as well. Yes, those. Of course.
Listen, we have to have a bit of fun, don't we? Yeah, and you know, for some people, they're not getting away this year for whatever reason. This is like one of those, you know, holiday nights to 1,000. Mm-hmm. So you can get a sense that you're really out and about. A lot of people off work that week too, I would say. And Jackson's will be decked out, of course, Saturday. It's a Saturday night, which is fantastic. Doors at 7, eyes down at 8. And the crackles start from the get-go. So, Lee, I'm going to go to you, and then I'm going to go to Keith.
What are you going to me for?
Talk to me about why I should book my ticket for 25
just
euro.
Book, look, do you know in the summertime, like you just mentioned it there, like I'm talking to people and saying, where are you going on holidays? And I'm saying, I'm going nowhere on holidays. But sure, isn't it great? Not everybody can afford to get away. But like you said, when you said that, I pictured these memories in my head. You know when you go away on holidays and you go to these events and you let your hair down and you're talking about it. It's all about creating memories. And this is going to be, it's going to be like a night like no other. Yeah. You're going to enjoy the crack. You're going to do stuff that you probably never thought you're going to do. And it's the audience that are the stars of the show. We're just the mouthpieces. We're like the conductors and we're going to work that crowd. Like Fletcher, you see videos of him at weddings. He's a madman.
Yeah, don't be shy either because, you know, maybe you're a bit more of a laid back person. You can sit and watch on in the crack and the mayhem as well, by the way. So
but you might
you
have somebody
to get in.
We all know somebody that's, you know, a bit flamboyant or is up for the crack. So bring them along and let them be the stars of the show. Yeah. And there's a chance of winning all that crack.
Yeah. You can volunteer yourself or the group can volunteer somebody to, you know. To
plus the fact, yous are actually getting paid. I know there's still audience at the start of the show, right?
But I mean,
we are, no, well, maybe you aren't. You'll get a show off in lieu.
Right.
Isn't that how it works? No, but you know, we're expecting you to bring the crack as well.
Yeah.
Keith.
Well, the way I'm looking at, you know, because there are no nightclubs anymore. So it's, you know, and it's, and as well as that, it's given people that it's for adults, you know, so they don't have as many outlets as say that, you know, because most of the plot is for the younger generation. So it's a great opportunity, as say, if there's a hen party, a birthday party, a divorce 18th, party, 25th, a wedding party, 40th. An after party, come along and party with us. You know, we'll be like the catalyst. We'll like, give to
I think you know. Too, you know, there could be people out there who've someone celebrating a birthday, like say for instance, Corinne, who's 40 in August. But you know,
thanks for that, Greg.
Well, you're not 50, are you?
No, I'm not.
I'm not going to try and convince my listeners you're 30. So with the sweet spots,
actually, you can pull it off in all fairness.
Thanks for the save, fantastic, you're all that good.
But my point is that if you've got someone with a birthday or an anniversary, you know, gather them up. This is a built-in party for you because you know finding a venue, finding this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. Right?
We've
a built-in night for you, haven't we?
Yeah.
So I would coincide it if you can with maybe something big that's happening, maybe someone's retiring, whatever it might be. Just say, you know what, folks, we're going to, and it's a big night. It's a big entertainment night. I think 25 euro is good. Really good, because if you look at, if you're going to a concert, if you're going to see any bands now, I mean, it's in that, it's, you know, you would be very lucky to get anything now for 25 for a full night out of entertainment. So that's it.
Well, so you want a good laugh, don't you? We need that from time to time.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I didn't want to say, but we talked about holidays earlier on. It's nice to plan something without the kids, because sometimes we feel guilty. Aye. And it's nice to have a night out where you are not going to have to see anyone under 18. You can have fun as adults, mm-hmm. right?
And also, like, it's over at 10, so, you know, you could be back in your bed by 11 o'clock.
You could, but, do you know.
And nice and fresh the
next
day.
Or if you wanted to go on somewhere else.
Sorry, or if you wanted to move on.
I'm going into the bar in Jackson. I'm just going over at 10. I booked the babysitter.
Let's make a night of it.
Right, okay, brilliant stuff. So it kicks off at 7 p.m, eyes down at 8. It's a full evening of entertainment at Jackson's Hotel, Battle Buffet, Saturday the 2nd of August. So how do people get more information or even indeed, Corinne, get their tickets?
So the tickets are on eventbrite.com, or if you just go straight to the Highland
How
Radio.
Does Eventbrite work?
So you just go on, you can search for the Highland Radio Big Summer Bingo Party and it'll be up there.
Well, we've hyperlinked it off our website too, have we?
We haven't at the moment, but it is on our socials and it'll be pinned to the top of our Facebook and our Instagram pages.
Okay, brilliant.
So the link will be there.
All right, and we'll sort something out on the website for people to click through.
Yeah. Or if they want to just, they can ring into the station here and get information.
All right, okay. Keith, looking forward to it?
Yes.
Good night. I know you've done
something, something different. You know,
because you can. I don't think it's
too late for a midlife crisis.
No. You're
in the third one, are you?
Yeah, but he does lots of interesting stuff. You did a sort of like a really early hen party thing recently, not mentioning any names or.
I did Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, like you started at 12 or 1 or something.
It was 1 to 3.
So instead of having the entertainment right at the end of the night, he's getting them going at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Up and off. I think it was good fun
in the treehouse. It was class. Yeah. And the girls all arrived, and we had great crack. And then we're supposed to go from 1 to 3, so at 4 o'clock they got on the bus.
Did you get confused then as to, well, what do I do with the rest of my day now? just on a full gig.
Well, I had to leave there and then come back up here and do my Saturday evening show.
Actually, you were wound up.
And Gooch Hugh went from the crack with Keith at Relay for Life. Then you were I think this is why you might have mentioned dog shows, because you did the dog show or something.
I was in Oakfield. That was great time. Yeah, but we're not talking about dogs.
No, I think that's why you had dogs in the back of your head.
No, it was like TV. This thing never worked with children or animals, you know, because you don't know what's going to happen. This is an event that you do not really know. We'll have
parameters.
Yes.
Whatever happens.
Well, they might be stretched, you know, because, you know, we're
afterwards, I might be saying never work with Lee or Keith.
Well, sure. Do you know? But
you just never know what's going to happen.
You know the crack. There's no point just playing it safe. You know, you got to push the boundaries a little bit.
Of course, of course.
Do you know?
All right, then. So the focus is on fun. Yeah, August 2nd. And as I say, we've got Keith, we've got Lee, Marty Friel doing the music, so it all guarantees to be a great night. Brilliant sound, loads of bass, you'll feel it, you'll have the fun, and you'll have the crack as well. Crowd games, dance-offs, mini-challenges, special tropical-themed drinks. There's a best dress prize. There'll be some beach balls flying around the place, I'm sure. Mystery spot prizes or dares for certain bingo numbers, so you can see where we're going with it. It's going to be really good fun. And the only thing we want you to do is bring yourself and to bring the crack vibes. Isn't that right, Corinne?
Mm-hmm. That's it, exactly.
All right, now, the link is pinned at the top of our socials, or will be shortly, and you can also go to eventbrite.com and search Big Highland Summer Bingo Party. You'll see it there. And enjoy it. €1,000 to give away as well, too, on that, which is great. All right, thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gregory.
Thank you very much, Greg.
I feel like I should finish with some sort of big bang.
I think so. I'm throwing it to you in there now. Go on.
I don't have to mute the socials.
Ah, no.
Like, what
summer? Come on, it's fun, Greg. It's fun.
All right,
you've it lined up there, have you?
No, I don't.
Go on, Keith Fletcher.
Give us a tune now, Joe.
Absolutely everybody.
That's what I was going to think. Absolutely everybody. See, we're
on the same page.
Yes.
Lee and I.
Already.
I love my 90s.
Vanessa Amorosi.
I don't like that one.
You don't?
No. And also can't spell absolutely. But
go with AB, see what comes up.
Go on, right, Vanessa.
Whilst we listening to a banging summer tune, I'm going to have to mute the streams on socials. Don't go anywhere, though.
That's not Vanessa Amorosi. What do you put on?
Stop it, would you?
Oh, he did. You're a legend. You're back at the next
break. Okay, folks, let's see you up on that dance floor.
Come on, let's see everybody.
It's interesting, but the reality that different situations affect different people in different ways. So we were talking and we talk about disabled parking bays, and often it's about people using them that don't need them or can't use them or shouldn't use them, I should say, and then them not being available for those that do need to use them. And then you get other people in a situation where they need to be able to access them because of situations in their life, but they can't actually get the badge to allow them to do so. And I believe that's the situation Janet finds herself in. Janet, thanks for talking to me.
Thank you. Good morning, Greg.
Thank you for chatting. I know it's not easy, so appreciate it. No. So what's your situation, Janet?
I've been applying for the badge well over a year now, and I don't get it. Not that I haven't got it. And I just think it's an absolute disgrace that whenever I do use one of the spaces without a badge, and then there's people that are using it without a badge, and they give out to me, and they can easily see me carry my child out of the car.
Your requirement for it is because your child has Down syndrome, and you would be carrying your child because they
she can't walk.
Okay. Why are you being 8 and a half? Right, okay. So she's not a light. I mean, 8 or 8 and a half year olds. You know, they're a good few stones. That's your stress on your back, and also probably how you. I mean, Janet, before we get into why you might have been refused or what they're saying to you, like you must have to plan everything. Then you know, something simple is going in for something. You have to think of will I be able, you know, if you have to bring your daughter with you, and we often do. Where will I park? How do we get in?
Earlier it was okay, but now she's getting so heavy.
Yeah.
You know, it's taking her toll on me and her daddy and her siblings. You know, it's like, can you lift her out or can you lift her in? You know, it's horrendous.
And you want her to be out and about as well, too, mixing in society as well.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you'll always go all out to make sure she's involved.
I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah.
And I want her to be involved in everything, but it's just that hindrance is absolutely, you know.
So
people don't realise.
I mean, this to me, Janet, is a no-brainer. I mean, if I'm sitting in an office and your application comes in, it's stamped and sent out to you straight away. I mean, I can't imagine why you might be refused. Why are you being refused? What are they saying to you?
I don't know. They're just saying not applicable. Sorry.
Applicable, yeah, okay.
Yes. Not, no. And I'm like, what the hell?
How else could you be any more?
What more do they want?
Right.
You know, what more do they want? Same with the school. Like, school has been fantastic. School has applied for it. They have been absolutely refused for a disabled spot as well. I'm not going to mention this good or nothing like that.
Well, mention it to us off air if you don't mind, Janet, because if I'm chasing this up, I want to chase it up with the Department of Education as well. But the school are doing everything they can, but this is more...
And they've done everything they can, and even to put out a cone, no, it doesn't work. They're still... my God, I'm going to say it now. There's still parents that park outside the gate where my daughter comes out of, known... that I have to carry her. And I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
You know, a bit of respect, like.
Yeah, and I think you're very quickly into the school year, kind of know everyone's parking spaces, everyone's situation.
Oh, that's been on now. Yeah,
so people would know that you're going to come walking out carrying your daughter and they're parked where... Yeah. You really need to be parked. Okay, so maybe the Department of Education isn't working with you, but I think, you know... fellow parents could
leave that space for you.
Right, okay.
No.
That's really unfortunate. No.
I'm not here to give out or nothing like that.
I know you thought twice for a moment before saying it. I do understand that, Janet, but at the end of the day, sometimes things need to be sent, and you're not saying it with any nastiness. It's just that you would think at this stage people would have figured out your situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, look and learn. You know,
in terms of what we went to school for. Yeah, in terms of in and out of towns and all that kind of stuff, Janet, I mean, I presume, will you be looking at a wheelchair option? Would that perhaps enhance your...
Oh, she has a wheelchair.
Okay.
And she's wheelchair, walker, and walking aid.
And who's refusing you? Not the school now. Let's just focus on it's,
no, it, definitely
who
not.
Do you who
definitely
do you apply not. Who do you apply for this permit to? Who's refusing you?
The wheelchair association, whatever.
The Irish Wheelchair Association.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we've got some very good contacts in the IWA, haven't we? And I just wonder if they're missing something if they're missing something in your application, Janet. We're going to contact them directly, and I think there's actually people in that organisation or association that we can actually talk to. You know, rather than a chain of emails, because you, by any criteria, by the criteria, surely. Right, leave that with us. The Department of Education one, we'll check that with you off air. That might be slightly more complicated, but I think we'll be able to certainly get a definitive response to you from the Irish Wheelchair Association as to why inexplicably you and your child and your family and your siblings and our dad because it affects absolutely everybody, doesn't it? I played absolutely everybody just there by coincidence, and it does affect everyone in the house. So I know it's distressing for you and it's upsetting. Take some comfort that we're working on it with you. We're supporting you in this, Janet, and we're supporting your family, okay? So take comfort in that. We care. We'll try and we'll get something definitive one way or other, I'm sure. And also maybe we can try and pursue with our contacts in the Department of Education to see what the story is with the school side of things.
Schools.
The TII could be involved in that for all I know. I don't know, Janet, that can start getting very complicated. But I think so that you can go out and about as a family in peace, hopefully we'll be able to get something. Exactly. The most basic thing that we take for granted. That's all you want, isn't it? Nothing more, nothing less.
I'm not looking for nothing else, you know. I'm looking for comfort even for my daughter.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Leave it with us, Janet. And we'll try and get something sorted. Is that all right?
Thank you so much.
Love to all. Take care, Janet. Are you familiar with Tatler Life? Because it could now be the most consequential website that possibly you've never heard of. It was a so-called gossip platform and was at the centre of a potentially landmark case, but until now, secretive court case. Last week, the identity of the site's operator was uncovered for the first time during those legal proceedings. It was a grift, really. You know, they posted stuff, no verification, very little moderation. It was just the Wild West, really, and anything could have been written, obviously. You know, it gained momentum because people like that kind of stuff. And the more momentum it gets, the more damaging it is to its victims. Amongst them, Mickey Doherty from Derry, not unfamiliar with Donegal either. Mickey, thank you for your time.
Hello, Craig. Thank you. Nice to meet you. And thanks for having me on the show.
Mickey, do you know why you became the subject of stuff written on this website?
Now that I'm on this journey of myself, discovering myself and who I am really as a person, I believe these people who are trolls and these people who want to abuse you and harass you online, they actually want to be you. So I'm on the outside looking in now, even though it's a big sigh of relief. I'm just glad it's all over.
So, I mean, obviously without going into any details, how damaging was the stuff that was being written about you?
So at one stage, like it's been online about 3 or 4 years. And at the time where COVID here was in Derry, myself and many other people, I don't need to go on and tell people that I do this and I do that because I know I'm a good person.
Mm-hmm.
It's just at the time of when I was struggling, I wasn't even working with myself at the time of COVID because I was agency with a hospital. So I was out of work and no entertainment. I was just helping people with the COVID. And the more I seem to be helping people, the more attacked I was getting. I don't know, you know, it seems to be in Tat Life, it's actually 2 or 3 people who are setting up the, you know, the comments and who are actually adding on different names, but it's actually as the 1 or 2 people. At one stage, I'm going to be honest with you, Craig, I had a breakdown. I went to a concert, Sandra Duffy was a concert at the time. I couldn't eat. I was lying on the bathroom floor at night. I had to take my clothes off. I thought I was having a panic attack. Yeah. I thought, how could somebody be so bad? The things that they were saying, like when you Google my name, it was just coming up, this nickname that I got at school, which left me, you know, which the name never left me, of the name that people choose to call me, Mickey Handbag. And, you know, I grew up with that bullying and harassment, and I thought that had gone. When you Google my name, it just came up straight away, you know, I just wanted to be sick, and I said to the concert up, I said, I don't feel I want to live today. I feel that I'm tired. I'm tired of this harassment, you know, but I'm in a different place now. I'm in a completely different place from where I was. I'm just here talking about all the people in my situation who have been victims of bullying and harassment.
So was it an actual website or social media? I'm one of those ones that didn't know anything about it, Mickey.
So if you're... Basically what it is now, which I'm looking to see, if you're doing well, if you're an influencer, I'm more of a community, work with the community and stuff, and I've been an entertainer, but if you're well known and you're posting all the stuff on social media, you're obviously you're leaving yourself open for to be vulnerable. But I know people can have their opinions, but if you're that one that's doing well, you're the one that the troll is going to set up set up this is the only platform where people can get you. They think that they have all the information on you. They think that they have all this real stuff, which is true, which is not true at all. And this one person just gets caught up in it. You know, and I had to start writing down about forgiving this person. I had to start writing down about letting this person go. You know, my mother always told me, you know, the day you stop worrying what other people think about you and carry on with your life, that's the day that you become free from other people's opinions. I know it took me a long time, mm-hmm. but I was hurt for my son. You know, they were even saying that, you know, sure, that's not even his son. You know, and that's a hard thing.
You can't,
people
you
are going to
Google
who
I
am.
I don't care how tough you are. And maybe you can bat off the odd negative remark or comment here. But when something is sustained, you start questioning the motives, you start questioning who's behind it, you start questioning yourself because it is so, so relentless. It turns out it was a Sebastian Bond who was the owner of this gossip forum that had no moderation. People could comment on it what they like. He was making a fortune off this, and eventually, it was Neil and Donna Sands effect. But he couldn't have been unaware of what was going on. But the money just kept coming in.
He knew what was going on. You know, people's lives. Like, you know, I'm speaking on behalf of a lot of people. Even Brian Dowling, an absolute gentleman on RTE, speaking, building people up, bringing people on as a presenter, and building them up with confidence. Been absolutely, the comments apparently were awful. I'm going to be honest with you. When I first opened up my thread of the comments, I was that sick and I chose not to read it ever again. People just said, oh my God, they wrote about you last night again. I said, I don't really want to know because I feel sick already as it is. You know, people who are good loving people, who are making a living, who are a difference in the world, are, you know, people's lives, people, if you look at some of the interviews now over the last couple of weeks, people was like, are on medication. Mm. People have tried to commit suicide.
Yeah, and I think that was the one thing, in fairness to the people that took on this forum, it was incredibly complicated and incredibly complex. But what they've done is they've shown there's no protection, there's no VPNs, there's no cover, there's no cover place. That I think, you know, this is the end of Tattle Life, but I think it will make anyone else who has any notions of hiding behind anonymity or pleading ignorance, that there's nowhere for them to hide. And I think that's really critical here.
I totally agree with you 100%. You have really nailed it in the head here. The world is changing so much. You know, people are struggling. Mental health is a big issue in Southern Ireland and Derry and Northern Ireland. And you're completely right. People don't want to live in that field anymore where they're being harassed and bullied. I think the world is changing. There's going to be no room for bullies and trolls anymore. Even the TikTok, I'm not on that. But apparently the comments are shocking.
Yeah,
I'm not on it, but that is going to be
But all I can say, because I have to go for the news, is I've got loads of comments in here saying that you're magic, bullies never win, keep your head high, etc., etc. So, Mickey, keep her lit. Fair play. Keep doing what you're doing,
you
by
too.
The way.
Thanks for having me in the show. Thank
all right,
you so
take
much.
Take care.
For having
bye
me.
Bye. Okay. Lovely to speak to you too, Mickey. All right. Now, that's where we're going to end this stream because we're moving into another studio to kick off the stream. In fact, maybe could you open OBS for me there, Osh? Just because then it might transition a bit better. So the news is going to be about a minute late, but I want to explain what's coming up for you. In the next hour, we're talking all things Donegal International Rally. Oisin Kelly, Brian and Eamon, the usual crew, are going to be in talking about, you know, what we can expect over the course of the rally. There's some wonderful little events going on there as well. And also, too, we'll have reps from the Council on Gardashia Kana in as well, because, you know, those that come and hang on, they don't see the rally, they're going to, you know, potentially face the wrath of the law too, because we have to keep the race in its place. Back with all that after we take a break.